This is Marketing Jam, a show featuring the brightest minds in marketing.
Brought to you by Canada Post. Head to canadapost.ca/insightpodcast for ideas to add value to your marketing.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Marketing Jam Special Edition, as this is a bit of a throwback. So many years ago, I was wanting to go to this marketing conference and couldn't afford the registration fee. So I signed up as a media person. At the time, I was doing some, nominal blogging and thought maybe there's a small chance they'd let me in. And sure enough, I got accepted to go to this conference as a media person. And so I came as prepared as anyone would be. I brought my iPhone. And I thought there would be this great big room of reporters with their pens and pencils and papers and, you know, all there to hear and see the Malcolm Gladwell give his answers to this select group of media and journalists in this very special room. Well, sure enough, the conference happened. I was getting ready and prepped to go to the media time, where it was going to be an hour where we would get to meet and greet with Malcolm Gladwell and ask some questions. So I showed up to this time, that the location, and sure enough, I was the only one there. There wasn't anyone else who showed up. I guess at the time, Malcolm Gladwell, The Tipping Point had come out, how little things can make a big difference. I, at the time, was a huge, huge fan. I had read the book. It had kept me up at night. I had taken notes in all the margins and was just blown away that someone could articulate so well how trends happen, how marketing happens, how movements happen, how things change in the world. So those in, whether it's fundraising or wanting to see a difference in the world or wanting to see a change in the world, whether it's for altruistic reasons, whether it's to sell more shoes, or for whatever reason it is, The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell blew me away. So I had this chance to talk to him. I asked a bunch of questions, and then at one point I pulled up my iPhone and shot this video and interviewed him with a few questions, because also at the time I was using the book as a textbook for a class I was teaching. And wanted to ask him some questions about what that could look like and what people thought of, the book being interpreted in different ways and what he thought of his book being used as that model. So the audio is a bit off. We are, keep in mind we're in a large conference. It's with an iPhone. There's no actual microphone. So you got to listen closely, as there will be some noise in the background. And this is me throwing back to many years ago in probably one of my first interviews with a guest. So this, we could actually almost call this the original Marketing Jam episode here. So thank you for watching and hope you enjoy.
Which makes me very happy. And I had that thing in the book on John Wesley, as a kind of, because I did think it was such a beautiful example of those same principles in operation. And even going back to the Bible, the notion of a core of disciples, a tightly knit core of disciples around Jesus, who then fan out into the world, taking their expertise. That's what I'm talking about, right? That's what the book is. The same principle that you have people who have credibility and knowledge and trust and authority, and then can have a disproportionate impact on the world when they go out and spread their message.
Now, do you think that people can take your book and kind of add to it in that way? Or do you think...
That's what I want them to do. I think of all books as being invitations for people to kind of elaborate on them, change them, combine them with their own thinking. I mean, a book is just a conversation starter, no more than that.
So was like the kingdom principles and like the life of Jesus part of maybe an inspiration to The Tipping Point?
Well, I mean, as someone, I grew up in the church, and so the
those ideas, that if you grew up in a church, the principles of evangelism are part of the way you think about the world. And so The Tipping Point is a kind of secular version of a lot of the evangelical ideas that, were with me, from the littlest, smallest as I can remember.
That's great. Awesome. Thanks, man.
Cool.
Hey, any last words for Bible schools that are out there that are using that text right now?
Yeah.
Any advice for them?
Just couldn't be happier that they're using it, and best of luck.
Yeah. Cheers.
All right. Well, that was Malcolm and I, having a very deep, long discussion there. As you can probably tell, it was short and sweet. But Malcolm, if you're listening, We'd love to have you on the show for a fuller interview, a deeper interview, and thank you for at the time for listening to me, hanging out with me at the press conference. As much as it was just you and me, I really appreciated it. And we'll see you next week on Marketing Jam.
Thanks for listening to Marketing Jam. If you enjoyed the show, head over to our YouTube or Facebook and give us a thumbs up, and visit iTunes to leave a rating and review. Thanks again, and see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.